Good morning. I'm Pastor Craig, and you're listening to What's Happening Marion on WGH Talk, and it's good to have you here. And I've got a list of about, 12, 13 things going on in Marion the next week. So grab a pencil and a piece of paper. Hopefully, I'll cover something that you might be interested in, or someone in your family is interested in, or maybe there's something that pertains to you, whether it's what's going on in the community from the government standpoint. So that's what we're here to do. And first, let me just say also, too, that if you're with an organization or you're aware of an event or happening going on, and I can use all the help I can get. You can call me. I've got a recorded line, so it won't be a live person, but when the recording stops and the time to leave a message is on, you can call me and you can leave a name, a phone number, what your organization or event is that's going on, and we'll get it listed here. This is more or less a billboard or a bulletin board over the airwaves is what we're doing here. So the number to call and leave a message is 419-210-0267. Again, that's 419-210-0267. All right, so let's get started with this week's What's Happening Marion. All right, so today's the 21st. So the 21st and 22nd, which would be today and tomorrow, at the Prospect Street United Methodist Church, 185 South Prospect Street, tonight is their free monthly dinner. It's from 5 to 6 p.m., and it's for carryout purposes. Now, I don't have any information as far as what you get for dinner, but hey, it's a free dinner. So that's tonight from 5 to 6 p.m. at carryout from the Prospect Street United Methodist Church on South Prospect Street. Then tomorrow morning at the same church, they have a free community breakfast. And the breakfast is 8:30 to 10:30. And that is a dine-in as opposed to carry-out. So carry-out dinner tonight, community breakfast tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 10:30. Tomorrow, Saturday, through October, so this is going to be every Saturday from now till October, is the Farmers Market in LaRue. And that's at 350 North High Street. And I'm trying to find for you folks as many of these farmers markets as possible. So that if you live in LaRue or close to LaRue, you don't necessarily have to drive to Marion. Or if you live on the other side of Caledonia, you don't have to drive into Marion for the Caledonia market. But also, too, there is a farmer's market here in Marion for all you in Marion. So we'll try to give you as many of these farmer's markets as possible. So that's the market in LaRue tomorrow from 9 until 2. All right. Also tomorrow, the Caledonia Farmer's Market. And it's from 10 to 1. So a little bit shorter hours than LaRue. But hey, you could even, in that window, make both of those if you wanted to. Because I'm assuming that you're going to have a variety of produce that one might have that the other doesn't have. Or I don't know if they have crafts set up. So what the heck, you could make a morning of it on Saturday going to farmers markets. Caledonia Farmers Market, 10 to 1, in the public square in Caledonia. And Caledonia is not that big that you shouldn't have any trouble finding the public square. All right. Also tomorrow, July 22nd, Saturday, the Knights of Columbus are having their Christmas in July. They are located at 1232 East Center Street here in Marion. And it is from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. The cost is $5. And the benefit is for their Kids for Christmas program. And what you can expect tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, there's live music, a group that's called Left of Center. See, that's Center Street, Left of Center. Okay. There are going to be food trucks there, and there are going to be beverages available. So that's Christmas in July, tomorrow night, Knights of Columbus, 5 to 10 p.m. Then we have Sunday. Sunday, July 23rd, is the River Valley Athletic Boosters Car Show. And it's located at River Valley High School, which is State Route 95, just east of 98. And the registration for the car show is 11 to 1. The car show is open from 11 to, and then a question mark. They didn't have an ending time on it, so I don't know how late they're going. But I wouldn't wait till too late in the afternoon, just because I have a feeling it's probably over at 4 or 5 or something, but I don't know because they didn't tell me. But that's tomorrow at 11. It's the third annual car, truck, and motorcycle show. There will be a concession stand there, and so you'll want to take that in. All right. Also on Sunday, July 23rd, 7 o'clock, the summer concerts in McKinley Park continues, and I think they have about 4 or 5 more to go. But the summer concert in McKinley Park, and the name of the group is Trombones Plus. That's Trombones Plus. So that would be this Sunday night. Just out of curiosity, has anybody been going on a regular basis to McKinley Park for their summer concerts, or have you not gone for all of them, but maybe you went for one because the one that they had sounded kind of interesting? Give me a call. 740-383-9944. I'd love to have your feedback on the summer concerts in McKinley Park. If you have attended, give me a shout. All right. Next is, as you know, on August 8th, we have a special election here in the state of Ohio for issue 1. As a matter of fact, it's the only thing on the ballot. There are no offices up or anything like that. It's a special election for issue 1, and it's to amend the Constitution of Ohio, and you can do early voting. And early voting takes place Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at 222 West Center Street. So you can vote any day, Monday through Friday, from now until the 8th. If you don't want to vote on the 8th, or you're going to be busy on the 8th, or you have to work on the 8th, you have opportunity to vote. And I would encourage you to get out there and vote. I know it's only one issue, but I would encourage you to exercise your right to vote. I'm not taking a stand on issue 1. I would encourage you to read a little bit about it, read what it's about, read what both sides are saying about it, and then make up your own mind as far as how you want to vote. But please do get out and vote for that. All right. Monday, July 24th, Monday, is at the Marion Public Library, is the Lap Sit Baby Time. It's in the Marion Public Library Story Time Room. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and it runs for 20 minutes. And you can bring your babies that are 0 to 24 months old. Again, it's 20 minutes long and 0 to 24 months. And the lap sit activities include songs, rhyming, books, finger play. And they do this every Monday during the summer. So this is kind of like a reminder from last week, but I want to remind you about it every week. Because you may not have a baby in your household, but you may have a daughter or a granddaughter that has a baby, or you may have friends. So that is on Monday at 10 o'clock. Tuesday, July 25th, the Marion County Park Districts at 5 o'clock is offering their microscopy, yeah, using a microscope, okay, that's what I'm trying to say. Using your microscope at the park. This will be at the Tall Grass Trailhead, and I realized last week some of you may not be familiar with where these parks, because they do different events at the various parks in Marion County, and I realize that you may not always know where they are. So the Tall Grass Trailhead is at 2093 Holland Road West. Okay, so they're doing their microscopy, whatever it is, at the park. And what you will do there is you will see what organisms can be found under the microscope. Then on Friday, July 28th, now see, this is on Friday, July 28th, and normally I would tell you about it next week, but it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by then I'll already be on the air. So this is next Friday morning, July 28th, at 8 a.m., they're having a morning bird watch at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve. And what the Myers Woods, if you're not familiar with it, Nature Preserve, is 5 acres, and it's out at 3965 Wyandotte Marion Road in Harpster. And you will explore and find many of our feathery friends. And they say it starts at 8, and they didn't give a time frame, so I guess it's probably one of those things that you can kind of come and go as you please or stay as long as you want. But that's Friday at 8 o'clock, the morning bird watch at the Myers Woods Nature Preserve. Excuse me. All right. The Downtown Farmers Market, this is every Thursday right here in Marion, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now, this is really kind of nice because most of the farmers markets are on Saturdays. I get that. But this is one that's during the week. It's on Thursdays, and it's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you have a chance to pick up your vegetables or whatever. When you're done at work and you're headed home, stop by the farmers market. So it gives you a couple options here. You can do farmers markets on Thursday, or you can do farmers markets on Saturday, or you can do both. So it's really kind of nice that, you know, these farmers markets are kind of popping up everywhere. Really gives people a chance to buy their fresh veggies and see some crafts. I know that at some of these farmers markets, you have a chance to buy local raw honey, which I firmly believe in as far as something that's good for your health. I know it may at times seem kind of pricey, the local raw honey, but even the pasteurized stuff that you get at the grocery store has gotten rather pricey in recent years. So your health is worth it. Your health is worth it. All right. Thursday, the 27th. We're still talking Thursday. Again, the Marion Public Library in their program room. It does story time. And it is for preschool and younger. The story time, there are two sessions. First one is from 10 to 10:30, and then the second one is 11 to 11:30. And again, their activities include songs and rhyming. They have other activities and stories. So that's something, Marion Public Library, Monday and Thursdays. You can take your little kids there. All right. I wanted to make you aware of this one this week. Now, this is for next Saturday, not tomorrow. This is for next Saturday, July 29th. Okay? And I will remind you again next Friday. But I wanted to mention it today because if you're going to take advantage of it, you could do a little bit of pre-planning this coming week. Instead of just finding out about it the day before, I'm giving you a week's notice, and so you can find out about it and plan accordingly. Next Saturday, the 29th, the Colonial Coin Laundries have free laundry from 11 to 2. And that is sponsored by Marion Naz and also Day Spring Wesleyan Church. And what they do is they come and they pay for you to do your laundry there between 11 and 2. And it's going to be at three locations, the 355 South Main, the 587 North Main, and 610 Bell Fountain. So again, that's the Colonial Coin Laundry, free laundry, next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, the 29th, from 11 to 2. Get your laundry done free. Alright. Okay. So, feel free, by the way, to give me a call, 740-383-9944. Now, talked about last week the project that is Marion's Amazing Treasures. And if you hadn't heard about it, you didn't hear this show last week, or you hadn't heard about it, here is what Marion's Amazing Treasures is. It's 23 spots around Marion where you can go and see historical things or art things or visit museums, all kinds of stuff. For instance, the Harding Memorial is on here. And some of the cardinals from the Cardinal Project are on here. And the Huber Historic Home is on here. And the Marion Palace Theater, the Huber Machinery Mission Museum. Museum. So there are these 23 places around town you can visit, and you can pick up a card, one of these cards that tells you where everything is and what you need to see. You can pick up the card at the Visitors Bureau. And the Visitors Bureau is 198 West Center Street, Marion. And if you go between 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, you can pick up one of their cards. And as you go around to these places, you get your card validated. And so there's actually two purposes here. One, by going around and visiting these things and getting your card validated, you get to see Marion. And you get to learn about Marion. And you get to learn about the history of Marion. So it's a great thing to do in the summertime, especially if you've got kids or you got grandkids and they're bored and they've been swimming every day and they want to do something different. You can visit our hometown. The second reason that you would want to do this is when you get your card validated at these various places, then you can turn it in for a drawing. And the cards must be turned in by September 11th. It's an easy date to remember, 9/11. The cards must be dropped off at the Marion Convention Bureau, or they could be mailed in and dropped off. And they're going to have three drawings for prizes. The third prize, if you have 8 to 13 of the validations, or then they have a second prize drawing, and that'll be everybody who's turned in cards that have 14 to 19 of the validations, and a first place prize drawing if they have 20 or more of the places validated. So that's like a double incentive to see it. Now, they don't tell me what the prizes are, but I'm sure that they're probably pretty decent prizes. I mean, this is quite an undertaking that they've taken. But it gives you a chance to see things. Now, I've already started on mine. And what I did is I stopped by Marion County Courthouse. They have a historic marker there that they would like you to go visit. Tells you a little bit about it. And then I also stopped and saw one of the Cardinal Project's birds. And it was actually the firebird that's next to the firehouse on Prospect Street. And, you know, they're really kind of interesting. I'm going to talk more about the Cardinal Project here in a minute. But it gives you a chance, like I said, to see Marion. All right. Give me a call if you're doing the Marion's Amazing Treasures. I'd be interested in hearing about it. And they advertise that the Marion's Amazing Treasures returns. So it must have been something that they did either last year or years in the past. So I'd be interested in hearing about that. So give me a call and tell me what you got going on with the Marion's Amazing Treasures. I got 2 of my squares validated. So how many do you have? All right. So now the Cardinal Project. Now I have kind of been following the Cardinal Project since it started a couple of years ago. And what this is, I hope you're familiar with it, but if you're not, that's okay, because I'm going to tell you about it. It's a public art initiative, and it's a project of Downtown Marion Incorporated, okay? And what they did is they've got these 17 cardinal statues placed all around Downtown Marion. And each one has been painted by a local artist. And they have all different kinds of designs. I mean, some of them designs are very specific, like the one for the courthouse. It's courthouse related. But then they have some general ones that are like the Women of Marion. It's really kind of a general thing. Or they have one that's 4 seasons. And it's really interesting how creative some of these artists got with these cardinals. Now, this project was 4 years in the making. And the guy that came up with it is a fellow by the name of Dean Jacob. And he got this idea to do something after he had seen the Cows of Chicago, which, honestly, I'd never heard of, and the Mermaids of Virginia Beach, again, I'd never heard of it, and the Guitars of Nashville, which I had heard of. Now, I hadn't been down to see those, but, you know, each city is doing something that one way or another relates to the city. And this actually has gone around several places around the world. I mean, they got the Wild Pigs of Sedona. I don't even know where that is. But anyway, so he got the idea. Well, how's this related to Marion? Well, 17 cardinals, because we were the 17th state to join the Union. Cardinals because it's our state bird. And so they had 30 applications submitted when they put out there that they were going to do this project. They had 30 applications submitted, and from that they chose the 17 designs, and those 17 designs had been submitted by 13 local artists. So they really got a good representation of the local artists in town. I was kind of impressed with that. So anyhow, these statues are 5 feet tall. And I'm sure you've probably seen, if you've done any driving downtown, you've probably seen some of them. Now, they are concentrated in, it's a 12-block area, but it's actually a pretty small 12-block area. And you can walk that path very easily and go and see all 17 of them, or you can drive it. But I'll tell you, you know, some of the places when you're trying to park and get a place to park, and you almost could walk it as fast as driving it. But these are all, and you can get a map. You can, there's two ways you can do this. You can get a map, and again, the maps are available at the Visitors Bureau on West Center Street, and it'll lay out the locations of the Cardinals, and it'll, you can even, like, you can join the walk at any point in there, but they got arrows pointing so that you walk efficiently, and but that you don't miss any. And so that's one way of doing it. That's probably the intelligent way of doing it, is to pick up one of their maps and then follow the route as it is laid out. Now, you can also do it the way I did it, which is, quite honestly, not really the intelligent way of doing it. But I, when I first started doing this, I was determined to just go and find them. Where are these Cardinals? So I did some walking around, and I did some driving around, and I had to backtrack, and I got frustrated because I couldn't find all of them. And then I found out that they didn't put them all out at one time. They put out like 9 of them, and then they put out more, but there was a lot of time in between. So that was, you know, if I'd have gone and got the map first, I would have found out that, you know, okay, these are the ones that are out there, and these are the ones that aren't. But anyway, they're all out there. They all can be seen. They all can be visited. So what the heck, if you got a nice day coming up where the weather's decent, you want to get out, walk, get some exercise, you want to see downtown Marion, go check out the Cardinal Project. So that's what I have on my schedule for happenings this week. And again, if you know of something that's going on and you'd like to get your event listed with me, just give me a call. My number, that is a recorded line, is 419-210-0267. Leave me a message with all the details about your event. Especially, here's things that I would really appreciate about if you would give me the information. In addition to just what your event is and when it is, make sure you leave me the times, starting and ending times, and also if there is a cost, an admission fee. Sometimes I'm kind of amazed that the information is kind of incomplete. That is published. It's on websites or it's on flyers. Stop for a minute and make sure we've got all the information. But I'd be glad to announce your event coming up. If you've been around and seen all the Cardinals, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Tell me about it. What's your favorite Cardinal? What was there any Cardinals that really stood out among the Cardinals? Was there any that were disappointing? Not to knock on it, but I there were a couple Cardinals that I was kind of disappointed a little bit. I have my own personal reasons for that, but I thought most of them were excellent, and so I'd be interested in hearing from you. Also, too, if you've taken on the challenge to do Marion's Amazing Treasures, give me a call and tell me how you're progressing. I've got 2 done. I've been to 2 places, so, you know, hey, I'm getting there, but I've got, you know, 6 more weeks to get them done. Just to give you a sneak peek of what's coming up in the future, Just the end of this month is going to be the Marion, Ohio Kennel Club Harding Classic National Dog Show. So that's something to look forward to. You know, I've only ever seen the dog shows on TV where it's like the Westminster Club Kennel Show. You know, and they've got these highfalutin dogs that, I don't know, they've had some breeds on there that I've never even heard of the dogs. So, I don't know. I mean, I imagine the Marion, Ohio Kennel Clubs has probably got some pretty nice dogs. And they got probably some pretty rare breeds. But I'm thinking, you know, there might be more normal stuff there that you and me are used to seeing. I don't know. Again, we got the summer concerts coming up on Sunday nights. And let's see. There's coming up in August. Be listening. There's a New Bloomington Back to School Bash. That should be really kind of interesting. And let's see. And I'm going to go ahead and announce this. I wasn't going to say it yet because it's still a couple weeks away, but Adam mentioned it in the news report, and kudos to Adam for mentioning it, but I'm actually going to give you a little bit more information. There's a lot more going on there than what was reported on the news. So here we go. I had no idea that the Marion Popcorn Festival had 6 different pageants. Did you know they had 6 different pageants? I didn't know that. So, here we go. This is going to be Saturday and Sunday. It's Saturday and Sunday, August 5th and 6th. And, you know, they have these competitions to, you know, crown the you know, Miss Teen Popcorn and the Ms. Marion, you know, whatever. But there are 6 of them. And in addition to that, there are some scholarships given and there are some prizes given. And some of these pageant winners have a chance to travel around the state of Ohio visiting and representing Marion when they're visiting these other festivals and things like that. So, I mean, this is really a big deal, okay? So, it's at the River Valley High School, Saturday and Sunday, August 5th and 6th. All right. From Saturday, from 9 until 1, is the Miss Teeny Pop. The Miss Teeny Pop. And that is for girls ages 6 to 12. Now, from 12 to 2 is the Miss Teen Popcorn, and it's ages 13 to seniors in high school. Then from 6 to 8:30 is the Miss Marion Popcorn Festival Scholarship Pageant, and that is open to high school graduates to 24 years old, because see, they get a scholarship in there. So high school graduates to 24 years old, that's the scholarship pageant. Then from 6 to 8:30 is the Ms. Marion Popcorn Festival pageant, and that's for married and unmarried ladies 25 and up. So basically they've got the whole day Saturday is pageants from girls age 6 to whatever. There's out of those 4 pageants, they cover all the age groups from ages 6 and up. And that is the one that Adam was mentioning, that the admission price is $10 for adults. 12 and under is $5. So you can go to River Valley the whole day Saturday for $10 and watch pageants of every age group. And I was kind of surprised, because I didn't realize that the Marion, silly me, I didn't realize Marion Popcorn Festival was that big of a deal. So that. Then on Sunday, they have 2. And this is for boys and girls. So the boys have a little bit going on Sunday from 11 to 1. is the Little Wee Pop Pageant. The Little Wee Pop Pageant. And that's for boys and girls age 0 to 23 months. So if you pop it out Friday in the hospital, you got your baby born Friday in the hospital, and they let you out Saturday or Sunday, you can go there and see 0 to 23 months. And actually, you wouldn't be able to go because you've missed the deadline for registering. But, you know, 0 to 23 months, boys and girls. All right. Also from 11 to 1 is the Wee Pop Pageant, which is for boys and girls age 3 to 5. So Sunday they do boys and girls up to the age of 5. And Saturday, it's all the pageants and all the scholarship stuff for girls age 6 and up from 9 o'clock in the morning till basically 9 o'clock at night. So that's a whole day of stuff going on there. And let's see, coming up also in August, we've got a Hang with the Heroes that's going to be down in Prospect. That should be a good time. And we got the Caledonia Festival on the Square coming up later in August. And there's a August, there's the Praise Fest you'll want to keep your eyes open for. And we still got the Summer Series, and we got a Food Truck Festival. We've got coming up later in August the Marion Blues Festival, which I didn't know was a thing, but I'm learning a lot. And Palace Theater's got something in September with ballroom dancing. And taking us all the way to December, the Palace Theater Christmas. So we got a lot of things happening in Marion. I'll try to keep you folks as informed as possible. What I do is I realized there was not any one big bulletin board. You'd have to go to, you know, the Historical Society's website to find out what's going there. And you'd have to go to the Parks District to find out what James Anderson and crew are doing there. And so what I've done is I've said, well, let's try to make a community bulletin board. So I spend my week, I usually visit about 6 or 7 websites. I've got 8 Facebook pages that I regularly consult. I drive around town. Sometimes it's just like a banner by the side of the road or a sign by the side of the road. And so I collect information there. I actually go into a couple restaurants that have bulletin boards back by the restrooms. So that's how I collect all this information. So I appreciate any input you could give me. Again, my recorded line, if you want to leave me a message, is 419-210-0267. Now, the remaining 10 minutes here, the phone lines are open. I'd love to talk to you. If you've been going around to the Cardinal Project and seen the Cardinals, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Or if you're doing the Marion's Amazing Treasures, give me a call. Or if you've done something this summer in Marion, or if you're aware of things going on that I'm not aware of here in the closing minutes, you can give me a call. Again, that's 740-383-9944. Now, also, too, I'm going to be taking a break at the top of the hour, and then I'll be back next hour myself, and I'll be back with Scott and Matt Morgan for the Exchange Club. And I know we probably got more things to talk about than we'll have time for. So you won't want to miss that. So again, phone lines are open. Give me a call. 740-383-9944. Tell me about what you did this summer or what you've done in Marion, or if there's something going on that I haven't mentioned, I'd love to hear about it. And you know what I may have to do is I may have to put together a top 10 list for Scott and Matt to share, and it'll be a top 10 list of places to go in Marion, something like that. So anyhow, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me where you've been. We'd love to hear from you. Let's see. Is there anything else going on? Scott was talking about last night. It was the third Thursday event that they have here in Marion, third Thursday. And I have to admit, that one slipped totally under my radar when I was doing the show last Friday. So it slipped under my radar, and then I heard him talking about it, and I said, oh, well, oops, didn't cover that. But it was interesting to hear his perspective on it, because actually I've never been to the third Thursday in Marion. And so I'm maybe going to check it out in the month of August and see what it's all about. And that's the other thing, too, is I'm, you know, going to be going to as many of these events as possible to kind of give you a follow-up on them. You know, as I said, I'm doing the Marion's Amazing Treasures, and I plan to go to some of these other events that we have here in Marion and just kind of get a feel for it. Get a feel for, you know, how they are as far as what kind of crowds do they attract. See what kind of an enthusiasm the people of Marion have for these local events. And I got to tell you, really, for the size of Marion, I think we have a lot going on here. I really am, you know, pleasantly surprised about the opportunities to do things, opportunities to see things, and the stuff that we have going on here. So that's just my take on it. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. We've got just about 5 minutes left, and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Doesn't have to be what I want to talk about.
Never does.
That's right. Scott, here, I got a couple minutes left here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're coming back on in 15 minutes. And it's going to be myself and you and Matt. And I haven't said anything, but I said I think we've got a lot of things to talk about. I don't know if we'll get to all of them.
Well, I like some of the topics that we're going to talk about. I mean, are they a secret? Or can we?
No, they're not a secret. You can.
Well, we're going to talk about the eclipse, which I delved into a little bit the other morning, that I think scare tactics are going on. But we'll talk about that next hour. And have people forgotten President Harding? That whole replay episode last week was depressing.
Yeah, well, it has really bothered me. I mean, it bothered me a lot this week on a couple of different levels. And so, yeah, I kind of have some things I would like to share with that.
And I think that'll be interesting. And then I think anything of human. Oh, we have a top 10 list. We do have a top. I can't forget to get to that because we have one today and we have one tonight, thanks to Bob. So I appreciate that. And I think these are top. See, last week you had to know Adam to get the top 10 list.
Right.
But these are both you don't.
Right.
These are just wide variety top 10 lists.
Yeah, because I really thought last week's top 10, it was hilarious. But that's because I know Adam.
It was funny because Sean was laughing in the studio because he knows Adam. But Matt and Carrington, there was no reaction because they don't know him.
Right, and I could understand that exactly how they would not have much of a reaction because it just wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. But, now, all these, they're pretty tight. Both categories. Yeah,
so all right. Oh, good.
And I like the new show. I thought we had fun with that last week.
Yes, we did. We did.
It went by fast.
Yeah, it did. It really went by fast. And that's why, like, you know, I'm thinking, we got things to talk about today. I don't know if we'll get to all of them.
We're going to push them in there.
All right. All right. So that you won't want to miss. Stick around. Again, Matt Morgan, myself, and Scott for the Exchange Club. And, you know, I almost said something jokingly, and again, listeners, they would understand, you know, it's not throwing barbs at anybody, but on Wednesday, I thought, oh, Scott's doing the Exchange Club on Wednesday, but it's with Adam and Ted Jolliffe.
Yeah, that's right. A group. The Adam and Ted show is what that was.
That's what that was. So you folks want to stick around for this. When we go off at 12, we'll be back on at 12:15 with myself, Matt Morgan, who's glued to his phone looking things up. I don't know, something about that younger generation, their hand and fingers, the phone is a natural extension of it. I don't quite get it, but I didn't grow up in that. All right, so that's what's going on for this next week in Marion. Again, you can give me a call on my recorded line. You can leave me a message. That's 419-210-0267 with your organization or that's having a special event, or if you are aware of something that's going on and I haven't mentioned it here. I appreciate all the input and will do my best to get your event on the air. We're in the closing minutes here. Is anybody last chance to call? 740-383-9944. It has been a pleasure being here this afternoon. Well, actually this morning. I like Marion, and I like bringing this information to you, and hopefully it's information that you can use or you know somebody that can use, help to promote the things going on in Marion. You know, I was talking to the people over at the Convention Bureau, and we are talking about this image that Marion seems to have about, you know, the drugs. It's a bad city for drugs. And I think part of that image is not really deserved. You know, every city has the problem with drugs, and I don't think it's any worse here. But, you know, that's something that they recognize, that they have to overcome that image. And part of overcoming that image is that people are taking pride in their city. There are things going on here in Marion, and there really is a group effort to make it better here. Like Scott was talking this morning, the gentleman who's, you know, some of the downtown buildings they're working on renovating, and all that is positive. So again, I enjoy being here. I'll be back in 15 minutes right after the break. Don't go away.